What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Everyday Worker. Today, we're going to be talking about a really interesting topic, which is decision making. And if you're anything like me, you might have a tough time making decisions kind of with anything throughout your life, whether it's choosing what to order at a restaurant or choosing a big life decision of like what career or who to marry. And so we're going to talk about the root cause or root reason of what goes behind decision making. So I'm really excited to dive into this topic with you because both Anita and I have thought about this topic a lot, and I think we both have some really valuable insights that we can share about how you can make better decisions throughout your life. So I'm excited to jump into this with Anita, and Anita, thanks for being here with me today.
Thanks, Travis. I'm happy to be here, and hello, everybody. Yeah, I think this is a really interesting topic because it is something where we often, when we have a big decision that we need to make, you know, often people think, oh, I'm going to make a list of pros and cons, right? Or they're going to look at it really logically speaking. And what's difficult about that is that we're actually human, and so we're driven a lot by our emotions. Our emotions are expressions of what we're thinking and what we're feeling and the wants and the needs that we have. And logic is a very kind of desensitized way of looking at a problem, right? So it's basically trying to only face the facts. And a lot of people would like to make decisions based on facts, but when that happens, sometimes the consequences are difficult to deal with because it's going to lead to emotions that we're having that we didn't really anticipate having. So we thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about feelings and how to recognize our feelings, because sometimes people can be dismissive of feelings. And I would argue that they're actually very present in our lives. And as you know, I'm a certified neuro-linguistic programming coach and facilitator. So neuro-linguistic programming is a lot about how our minds are reacting to what's going on around us, to the kind of communications or the input that the brain is receiving. And a lot of that comes in the form of emotions. So I thought we could maybe just talk a little bit about that. Maybe it's going to be interesting for people, and it will hopefully help some people to recognize a little bit about what's happening for them.
Yeah, and I was hoping that maybe I could start us off by reading the quote that I had sent to you, actually, Anita, about a week ago or so. And this quote comes from a book that I'm reading right now called Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. And when I read it, it just really like struck me. It just like really struck me to the core of realizing what the underlying like root cause of making decisions is. And so, yeah, let me just read it and it'll make a little bit more sense. So in the book, he reads, "While strong feelings can create havoc in reasoning, the lack of awareness of feeling can also be ruinous, especially in weighing the decisions on which our destiny largely depends. What career to pursue, whether to stay in a secure job or switch to one that is riskier but more interesting, whom to date or marry, where to live, which apartment to rent or house to buy, and on through life." So in this book, he really talks about how we kind of have the emotional side of our brain and our thinking, and we also have the logical side. And you need to find a balance between both the emotional and the logical side, that both feelings and logic are crucial in making life's decisions, especially the big ones like what job or where to live or who to marry. And so I'm really excited to jump and dig into this even more about the how we can recognize our feelings and the importance of them throughout our life.
Okay, so one thing that comes to mind, which is like a super easy example for people, right? I think to get the concept is when we get angry. Okay, so for example, if you think about a situation that you've been in where you felt angry at the person, some people are going to feel like maybe they're going to get upset and they're going to yell at the person, or maybe they're going to get really disappointed and not say anything. You know, they're going to have like different ways that they're going to react about something. And I think that's a good example for us to think about the different ways that we can kind of recognize the feelings that we're having. And let me just tell you, based on the way that that the human body is set up, that we basically have these five different senses that help us regulate what we're feeling, okay? So the first one is visual. It's our visual sense. And it's basically that some people, if they get angry, they're going to tell you that, like, I saw red, you know, or I saw black, like, you know, and they're actually going to have this image that comes to mind. Or somebody else is going to have something which is auditory. So maybe they're going to have a problem, like where they're going to have a ringing in their ears or a buzzing or something like that. So sometimes people are going to have these sounds that come like into their brain, or, you know, like maybe they can't even hear something else because it's like deafening, right? Because they're so angry. Other people are going to feel something inside of their body, and that's kinesthetic is what we call that. So they're going to feel something, maybe like they're going to get stomach cramps, or maybe their heart is going to start pounding. Something physically is actually happening inside of their body to make them feel the emotion of anger. Okay. And then, funny as it sounds, we also have olfactory and gustatory. So olfactory is smells. So it doesn't happen for lots and lots of people, but there are some people who are going to smell like an odor that's going to come, something, you know, sometimes they smell like a really metallic smell, for example, if somebody is angry. I've heard that before. Or gustatory would be a taste in their mouth. So, you know, like even if you say like, oh, it left a bad taste in my mouth, right? So for some people, this is a really strong sense. So each of those is going to give in like a signal in your body, okay, which is talking about what happened. So in this case of anger, you're having this sense that is being awakened, and it's actually a flag. It's a signal to your body that you are angry. And so this is when your body is looking for making sense of the sentiment that it's having. Okay, so this is something that we were talking about a little bit before. We don't need to get too technical about the whole thing, but the idea is basically that your brain is like a database. It's like a computer, right, that's going back and checking for experiences that it had. So if you're having this physical reaction, like let's say for you, anger is your heart starts pounding, okay? So if your heart starts pounding, your body is looking for making sense of what's happening, and it's evaluating the context, and it's, you know, like, and it's suddenly getting the signal, I'm angry, okay? What it's really telling you is how to react. So if your go-to for anger is yelling at the person, then that's what's going to probably happen. And so if you want to change the way that you're experiencing a situation, you have to be really conscious of this. So most people, well, some people can tell you what their main reaction is going to be, like what their main signal is. So, you know, is it something that you feel? Is it something that you see? Is it something that you hear? But other people have no clue. And the reason they have no clue is because one of their coping mechanisms has been to actually completely desensitize what's going on in their body. So it's not that it's not happening, but they've found some kind of a way to kind of master the feeling so that they're not actually feeling it to the full extent, or they're not acknowledging that they're feeling it. So does that make sense?
Yeah. So something that I wanted to say that's related to what you're talking about. So my wife and I were talking about this last night, and it came to my mind that I think it's interesting how, you know, I'm generalizing here, that generally speaking, I think that women are better at designing like clothes or designing a room better than men are. And again, I'm totally generalizing here, but I've always thought that it's interesting that, like, for myself, when I look at like a house, like, I can see why I can say I like it, that house, or I don't like that house, but it's hard for me to articulate why I like a house or don't like a house. And I feel like that this can relate, because a lot of studies have shown that certain, like, colors, certain patterns, certain designs create emotional feeling inside of us. And I'm kind of maybe speculating here, but I feel like that it is related to maybe that, like, men and women have different capacities, natural capacities, to be able to recognize and articulate their feelings. And maybe I'm getting a little bit off topic, but the reason I bring this up is because I think it's important, like you were talking about, that our brain is always, it's like a computer searching to make a connection to what's happening currently. And so whatever's happening in front of us, our brain is always looking at, is what's happening in front of me, is there some emotional connection that I can make, whether positive or negative? And being able to identify why we're having a negative or positive reaction to something can be really crucial in making decisions in your life. Because the problem is that the brain is not perfect at making those connections. And so if there's any kind of correlation of what's happening currently to something bad that happened in the past, then your brain's going to automatically make the connection, even if it's just like a minor key element that's similar. And so, you know, you might be looking at a career and think, well, that's maybe not the right career option for me because it's bringing bad feelings. Well, I think it's important to then identify, what is it specifically about that job that is bringing those bad feelings? Is it something that's realistic of why you should be feeling bad? Or is it because of some past emotion from something, you know, in your childhood or some other job that you had that's causing you to now have fear or negative emotions towards maybe this future career?
Mm-hmm.
Does that even make
sense? Yeah, no, it does.
Am I getting way off topic?
No, I can tell you where I think it makes sense. I think it's harder to generalize about men or women, you know, thinking about things a certain way, maybe that part of that is conditioning from society, you know. But what I can tell you in terms of the brain and the way that it functions is certainly that our brains are always trying to make meaning out of what they're seeing, always. Mm-hmm. So it's true that, you know, like you said, if you have an experience, every time what the brain is trying to do is it has these filters. It basically has these three filters that it's using to either generalize, delete, or distort what's happening. And mm-hmm. by that, what I mean is that if you had a bad experience and then you have something similar happen to today, you know, in today's circumstance as what happened in the past, your brain is probably mm-hmm. trying to use that past experience to tell you, oh, no, I'm making a generalization. Every single time this thing happens, it's bad, right? So mm-hmm. So that is definitely something. And your brain will also delete other parts of the experience. So, you know, like if you say, like, it's subjective comprehension, right, of a situation. I mean, you and I can both look at the same situation, and what we get out of it is going to be different based on our past experiences and how our brain is functioning. So there is definitely a benefit to be able to identify those kinds of aspects of our brain functioning, right? So that we can actually take a step back and say, wait, let's not generalize. It's not because I had, you know, an uncle in that field that I didn't like that now I shouldn't work in that field, you know, but you can actually have mm-hmm. reactions like that. Like, you have a negative idea about, certain people's behavior, and then you apply that to like a career, and that's completely absurd in a way, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things is, I think that I think I'd like to first say, emotions are definitely important because they are signals for us. So if you think about that situation where we talk about anger, like I'm somebody who I don't like to live in anger. And I will, well, in the past, I would go to even further extents than I would do today to not be angry, right? So I had a tendency to let a lot of things go by just because I was like, you know what, it's not worth it. But actually, anger is a very important signal about setting boundaries. So for example, now mm-hmm. if I feel angry, it doesn't mean that I have to react in a very strong way, but I can say to myself like, that's interesting. I'm feeling angry. What does that mean? Oh, it probably okay. means that I haven't put the boundaries at the right place, right? So either I need to make my boundaries yep. clear or clearer to the other person or tell them that you cannot cross my boundaries that way. So, you know, it's a signal. And that's the same thing about when you're looking for a job. Like if you're having these emotional reactions, asking yourself why you're having that reaction is already going to be a big step towards mm-hmm. really confirming, like, is that a rational reaction or not? Okay. So that's one thing that I wanted to say. The other thing that I wanted to say is that I think that a lot of times, like some people are not going to know what they are and they're not going to be able to look for their own signals. So for example, I knew somebody who every time she spoke in public, she actually got red all over, right, on her chest and up her throat. And it was because she felt very insecure speaking in public. So knowing that you have these different reactions is good for yourself because you can kind of analyze yourself what's happening. So I just wanted to give a very quick example for those people listening to help them kind of connect to how they're having these emotions show up in their body if they don't know it, right? So some of you out there listening are going to be like, oh, I know it. I get like a stomach ache when this happens or my throat clenches up when this happens. Like some of you are definitely going to know it. For the ones who don't know it, I'm just going to go through this quickly if that's okay. What do you think, Travis?
Yeah, go okay. for it. Do it.
So I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say a word to you, and I want you just to try to hang on to the first thing that happens in your body, okay? So just give yourself a little body scan when I say this word, and then let's see if you know you have one of these reactions, okay? So the word that I'm going to say is apple. Okay, got it? All right. Okay. So if you're somebody who is visual, maybe you actually saw an apple, like you saw a red or a green apple. Maybe you like saw the little dots that they have sometimes on their skin, or maybe it was really shiny, right? That means you see you're mm-hmm. a visual person. Did you hear a loud crunch, like you're biting into it, right? If you had that experience, then you're somebody who is auditory. It's what you hear that's important. If you felt the weight of it in your hand, or if you felt like, oh, I'm touching it and it has a really smooth skin, or maybe it has little bumps on it, or maybe you're imagining the juice running down your face as you've bitten into it, then you're kinesthetic. It means that you're actually having physical feelings linked to that, whatever's happening. Maybe you smelt a floral aroma, right? That's the smell of the apple. Then it's olfactory. And if you're thinking about the sweetness of it, the taste of the sweetness, then it's gustatory. So it's what you taste. So did you have any of those?
Yeah, first, I mean, I immediately visualized like a kind of your classic perfect apple sitting on a table. uh-huh. That was my first reaction.
So maybe, are you a visual person?
I usually am, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just a little test that helps people sometimes kind of help guide themselves a little bit into mm-hmm. what is their main experience. Now, if you're somebody who wants to be able to manage yourself and your emotions, a good practice is actually to try to dip into those other areas. So mm-hmm. if you're thinking about the apple image, then maybe try to train yourself to think about what does it sound like when I bite into it? What does it feel like in my hand? You know, what does it smell like? What does it taste like? Because the more senses that you can actually access, the more you can have diverse feelings and you can manage those feelings better. Mm. Okay. I think one of the things that's really important about knowing like the way that these things show up for you, it's because it's like your GPS, right? It's telling you where do you want to go now. So if you do have these physical reactions or, you know, these different emotional reactions, you have to actually think about how you want to react in a certain situation. So I think that's probably part of what you are learning about in the emotional intelligence book. It's about not having just what they call knee-jerk reactions, right? It's like, right. Like you want to be able to actually take in what's happening and think about the best way to respond. And I think that's mm-hmm. what we're going to be talking about in the next episode, which is about actually decision-making and how to decide, you know, what you want to basically do next. But, mm-hmm. but I mean, in terms of like recognizing your feelings, like do you think that kind of gives a good overview of how people can recognize their feelings better and why that's important? Or did you
want to add something? I wanted to ask, so like with your example with the apple, how can someone now apply that practice or that technique to maybe a career, or like if they're trying to think about like what industry really sparks their passion or their interest? Is there a connection between those two?
I think so. I mean, I think it's interesting when you were giving us an example for yourself, you were saying, I can look at a house. Like you even said, I can look at a house, right? With your eyes, you're visual. Yeah. Other people can say like, well, I can be in a house and, you know, if it's cozy or cold. So mm-hmm. I think when you're thinking about a situation about trying to imagine yourself going into a different career, if you really kind of get quiet and listen to what's happening in your body and you allow yourself to access those signals, you're actually going to be getting signals, you know, that are telling you, yeah, this feels like a good fit or this doesn't feel like a good fit. If you're somebody who is allowing, for example, a big salary to play a role, right, over maybe your wishes to have a good work-life balance, maybe what's going to be happening is you think about the money and you're getting like palpitations in your heart, mm-hmm. right? I say that because that's how, because I'm kinesthetic. So for me, it's physical. So like maybe you're going to be getting palpitations. And so if you really get quiet and you think about it, maybe you're going to realize that actually, that's not excitement that I'm feeling. It's actually anxiousness about like the pressure that making a lot of money brings with it. Because sometimes making a lot of money, you know, makes you also need to buy a lot of things, or maybe you feel like you have to compete with the neighbors, or I don't know, whatever your thing is. But if you get clear on the fact that your body is giving you a signal, you can actually use that to further evaluate how you're thinking about something. And that's mm-hmm. a lot more intuitive and honest for yourself than making a list on a piece of paper like, well, I make a lot of money. right? Like pros and cons. So I think in terms of like looking for a job, I think it can actually help you to get a better feel for, you know, because you also said this, I think, recently in one of the other podcasts about, you know, am I making the right decision about if I want to move or not to another job? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, right? Like get really quiet and try to feel like why, like what am I feeling? What could that be telling me? Let me get clear on that. And before you kind of start making any decisions about what you want to do.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I think when it really comes down to it, you know, if you really think about it, that emotions, they have to play such an important role in these big life decisions. You know, we were talking a little bit before recording this episode of how, you know, like having kids, it's not the most logical decision that you're going to make in your life. mm-hmm. They cost a lot of money and they create a lot of heartache and headache. And I don't even have kids and I can see that. But I'd like to have kids one day because there's an emotional connection. There's definitely a lot of emotional benefits that that I believe are going to come from having kids. And you know, I'm excited for when that comes. But the point is that there's a lot of big decisions that you got to make in your life that you need to be able to articulate and know why you're making those emotional connections. Because I like what you said too, you know, maybe you have anxiety about a job because the paycheck is so big and you're comparing yourself to neighbors and stuff like that. And, you know, with what we're talking about, the importance of being able to identify your feelings and recognize when it's there. Like, emotions are just an instinct, you know, it's just something that's going to happen, but how we react to it and how, like, why we're reacting to it, that's what's important, is being able to say, okay, I'm having this reaction, I'm having this emotional instinct happening, I'm angry, I'm anxious, whatever it might be, but then being able to say, this is the reason of why it's coming. I think that that right there is going to be able to help you decide, is it because of the actual situation, or is it because of something else, or what? Why is it really why I'm having this emotional reaction? Am I excited for the right reasons, or am I excited because of some false reality that I'm believing in? Whatever it might be.
Yeah. And I think it's fantastic. If you think about the balance that you have to have between logic and emotion, right? Logic is really important to keep us, like, with our feet firm on the ground, let's say. But it's true, we are humans. And I mean, you ask anybody who works in human resources or in a management position, managing people is probably like the most difficult thing in a work setting, because everything else you can pretty much control, but like people you can't, people and their emotions you can't control. Mm-hmm. So it's probably one of the most complex elements in a formula that you have, right? And it's the most uncontrollable. So I think it's something that you can definitely influence. And as an individual for yourself, you can definitely make decisions about how you want to react, and you can kind of mitigate the, you know, the bad reaction that you might have, for example, whether that be, you know, a boss that tells you something like that you're taking as a big criticism. I mean, you can actually train yourself to take things in different ways and not have such strong negative reactions, or to, you know, be so upset or whatever. So yeah, I think it's definitely something that if you're open to exploring, you know, the importance of emotions, it's going to be something that can really help move you forward in your career. So,
yeah. So cool. I hope this was helpful for you guys, and I'm excited for you to listen to the next episode, where we're going to dig a little bit deeper into exactly how you can identify these feelings and how to then make decisions based off of those feelings that you're having. So make sure you continue on, and we will see you in the next episode. See you guys.
Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.